Well, this is Racing HQ. Let's go to New Zealand and talk to prominent owner David Ellis. He's got a number of horses in Queensland, as we know, but we want to get an update on Ginger Nuts as well. Morning to you, Dave.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. I just thought we'd update on Ginger Nuts, who we saw here win the Rose Hill Guineas and be brave in the Derby. How's the horse done?
Look, it was really quite incredible how well he did while he was spelling. It was a beautiful spell of weather in New Zealand, a lot of green grass, and the horse put on about 50 kilos, absolutely thrived, and he's made a big physical difference between the age of 3 to what you'll see as a 4-year-old.
And I guess that's what you want to see, don't you? Because it's such a massive task taking on the older horses.
Yeah, well, when they're racing as 3-year-olds, they only have to race against their own age and sex. But when they have to run in races like the Caulfield Cup, they've got to run against very mature 4, 5, 6, 7-year-olds. So unless they take that transition from 3 to 4, they find it very difficult.
Yeah, understand. So he's back in work?
Yes, he's been back in work for 10 days. And everybody's really happy with him.
Okay. Is it a simple case that you just target the Melbourne Spring?
Yeah, we'll be targeting the Caulfield and the Melbourne Cup. And whether we go for earlier races like the Caulfield Stakes,
yep,
or whether we stay in New Zealand and go to Hawke's Bay for the Spring Carnival here, we haven't decided. A lot will have to depend on the tracks in Melbourne and in Hawke's Bay.
Understand. And there's certainly a lot of, well, hopefully not too much, but a lot of water to go under the bridge before you make those decisions. You would, Dave, you'd often see this, obviously, in the business that you run there with Tiako Stud and the other owners group that you bring into buying horses, that a lot of horses are sold on to Hong Kong and the like. Has there ever been anything with Ginger Nuts?
Well, yes, there has been. We've been offered $3 million, $3 million New Zealand dollars for Ginger Nuts.
How much?
We actually, $3 million. And yes, he's a gelding, Andrew.
I mean, sorry, you've stunned me here. So you've been offered $3 million New Zealand, and obviously, has it been refused?
Yes, the owners have decided that they're in racing because they want the thrill and the fun of racing the horse, and they don't want to sell, and we're going to enjoy the ride of racing a really good horse.
Okay. Mate, that wouldn't have been a decision you would have made overnight, I presume, offered that amount of money.
Well, as I understand it, it's a record amount for any horse for a gelding, certainly in New Zealand, but it just does show the sort of money that people overseas will pay for our really pop horses.
I don't know whether you want to know, I want to say, but did it come from Hong Kong?
Yes, it did, Andrew.
Yeah. Gee, they've got some money to float around, haven't they?
It's certainly a lot of money, isn't it, for a gelding?
Exactly. You've mentioned that, and that's obviously they look at colts. But to look at a gelding and to offer $3 million is quite remarkable. They must believe this horse has got a very bright future off its 9 runs so far.
Well, yeah, he really couldn't have been more impressive in what he's done. And I feel that he will go to the next level as a 4- and 5-year-old. So if he stays sound, they're going to have a lot of fun. But, you know, with racing, all these things can happen. But we've just got our fingers crossed.
All right, well, staggering there, that news that you've mentioned. But the good news for us is that Ginger Nuts is back in work and being targeted towards the Melbourne Spring. Can I ask you about the group of horses in Queensland? I know that the stable and so many racing people, David, are very much concerned, and we're talking with David Ellis in New Zealand, where we're very much concerned about Eagle Farm. And I know Jamie Richards is sort of weighing up whether you run or don't run a couple there on Saturday.
Well, yes, it's really quite heartbreaking to send these horses over to Queensland and to hear about the trouble they're having with the tracks. So I'm just hopeful that common sense prevails and they find a track that is suitable for racing. We've got some nice horses that we've got in this weekend. We've got a Group 1 winning Commands 2-year-old filly called Melody Bell. She won the Karaka Million Dollar Race, and she also won the Sire's Produce Group 1. And we've got Shocking Luck, who won the Rough Habit last start.
Yep.
And we've got 2 3-year-old colts that certainly won't start unless the track is a lot better.
That's Heroic Valor and Hall of Fame. If the track was a soft 6 come Saturday, is the biggest thing for you, David, in deciding whether you run, is whether the horses actually get footing?
Yeah, for sure. I'm not going to run valuable colts unless the track is reasonable. You just take off too much value off them, Andrew.
Yeah, understand. In saying what you're saying, the owners there with all of the owners that have runners at Eagle Farm, are you thinking that these meetings should be transferred?
Oh, I think if they're not happy with the track, they definitely want to do what's best for the horse and for the owners that have spent millions and millions of dollars on these horses. So, yeah, I'd like to think that common sense prevails, and if they're not happy with the track, that they do transfer to another venue that is suitable.
Well, we'll wait and see what unfolds. Let's hope. They've got fine weather in Brisbane. It really comes down to the state of the track, but we'll wait and see what you decide over the next few days. I'm still blown away by that figure that you mentioned for Ginger Nuts, David. 3 million New Zealand offered for the horse, but the owners have decided to keep, and we look forward to seeing that horse in the spring. Thanks for your time, Dave.
And Andrew, you've got to really say, aren't we lucky that we've got people at racehorses that are in it for the fun,
yep,
that are in it for the thrill of winning these big races. And I take my hat off to the owners of Ginger Nuts, because they're in it for the thrill, not just for a quick return.
Yeah, no, look, most times, and obviously on that amount, 99.9 would have normally sold, but they are racing, and they've got a horse that could take them to the very top around Australasian racing for sure. Good luck. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Thanks, Andrew.